Fast Forward Productions, The Women Are Speaking.
Welcome to the Daily Hype Podcast. I'm your host, Ashley Pollard, and a few times every week, we will be here giving you tiny doses of motivation, inspiration, and ways that we can all try to be a little bit better to ourselves and other people. We hope that you learned something about yourself, about communication, about relationships, and let's dive into today's episode. I want to talk today about balance, which is something that if you would like to teach me, I would accept any and all willing educators because I crave and also do not have great balance in my life. However, I do think there is one area of my life. I'm trying to hold my microphone and open my water bottle with one hand. So please excuse me while I make a mess of my space. The one place in my life where I feel like I have very strong balance is the understanding that when one thing flourishes, another thing lacks. And I wish that that meant that I understood that as my career flourishes, my social life lacks, but I really mean it in a different way. So I want you to think of everything in terms of long-term versus short-term. So for instance, the number one way that you've heard this communicated to you is work now, play later. Some people say work hard, play hard. I don't know how those people sleep, personally. That's me. I am not a work hard, play hard person. I can play for 2 minutes and then I need a nap. So I want to talk about short-term versus long-term as far as your goals go. This isn't just professional. This could be fitness goals. It could be time that you spend with people. But let's talk about it in terms of what you're doing now and what you're doing later. I like to use this in the most basic terms ever, and that typically starts with talking about money because money is something that's tense for everyone in some capacity. So you feel this analogy a little bit more. So short-term versus long-term. The balance, again, is that when one is flourishing, the other is lacking. So if you are spending all of your money in the short-term, you will lack in the long-term. Now, somebody is going to come for me and say, but what if you're spending all your money on an investment or something that will get you a return in the future? Fine. My point here is like spending stupidly. I really could have come up with a better word there. But spending without purpose, spending on frivolous items. What you spend in the short term, you do not have in the long term. On the flip side, what you save in the short term, you have in the long term. That would be where you could see the return on an investment. So what you're doing now means that you will have less of in the future. If I say, I'm not going to work, I'm in my 20s, I'm not going to work, I'm just going to have fun and enjoy my 20s, you're going to have to make up for a lot of lost time later in the long term. On the flip side, if you're busting your ass in your 20s, you might be able to chill a little bit when you get to your 30s or your 40s because you put in all that work. Understanding that there's a balance, short-term versus long-term. Now, that doesn't mean that you have to do only one thing. It's just an understanding that what you're doing now means that you are giving up something in the future. And that's kind of how I've tried to make my decisions as I'm entering my old age of 31. Entering, like I haven't been 31 since April. But if I buy this piece of furniture that's $450, if I invest that instead, that could end up meaning a significant amount of money in the future. Is this piece of furniture worth me not investing this in my portfolio. Another way to see this is like, okay, I have 6 hours today. I could record my podcasts, get them all done, or I could chill on the couch, watch Selling Sunset like I've been doing nonstop, and I can play The Sims. Now, the thing is that the podcasts need to be recorded. So if I do them now, I have time in the future to watch Selling Sunset and play The Sims. You get what I mean? Things always have to happen. You always have to work. You always have to enjoy your time and relax and go on a trip and, you know, live in a chill time for a minute. What you do now means you will have to do the opposite later. What you do not do now, you will have to do later. So when you start to think of things instead of, I need this because everyone else has it. I need this because I just want it and I know that I can get it on Amazon 2 days later. You know, when we start to realize that we live such a capitalist lifestyle of like, I need what everyone else has and I need stuff and stuff and stuff. When we start to think, do I need stuff? Or if I added up all my Amazon purchases, I would see that I, Ashley, spent like $300 on Amazon and I could have been putting that money into my investment portfolio. That's a lesson I could learn. I'm working almost too hard right now. I am not nurturing my friendships. I am not meeting many people. Granted, we are in a very strange time. But what I'm doing now, I will need to do the opposite later. So this has gone way too long. I've been rambling like a crazy person. But what are you doing now that will make your long term easier? What are you not doing now that you're going to have to make up for in the future? Start to think of things that way a little bit more. That's my challenge for you today. Thank you for being here, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of The Daily Hype. If you're interested in all the other things that Team AP Consulting is up to, make sure to go to our website, teamap.consulting, and you can check out our services. You can listen to our second podcast, The Unfiltered Entrepreneur, or you can even take a look at MeTime, our wellness product, to make your morning even better. Talk to you soon.